Jesus. Take this whole world. Forgive me, Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Well, the world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me,
thank God.
Cross before
I will
me.
Love you, Lord.
The world behind me,
and cross before me.
I won't turn back.
Well, I won't turn back.
Well, change this whole world. Forgive me, Jesus. Change this whole world. Forgive me, Jesus. Change this whole world.
I will love you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Now let's worship the Lord tonight. Let's magnify His name, can we? We love you, Lord. We magnify Your name. Hallelujah. We enter Your gates with thanksgiving tonight, Lord. We come before You with praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We come to You with praise out of our hearts, O Lord. Thanksgiving. Bless Your wonderful, wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Turn around, shake your neighbor's hand if you would. Come on, Brother Brent, lead us in songs. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, help us. Let's make a good choir if we have enough. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Page 298, what a happy time. Saul's off to meet us here, but it's pressed us so. And the way is hard to see that we have to go. But we press along the way to our home above. Letting Jesus lead us on our rest.
Page 180. Everybody will be happy over there. Hallelujah. Jesus. happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved and blessed shall soon glory share. Where the soul can shall be the heavenly wall forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there. There will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there.
Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, we'll be singing round the throne in that land of all that goes there. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we will shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we will shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land, for the burdens there will be for us to bear. All of the people will sing glory, glory to the land. Everybody will be happy over there.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there. Shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
There will be happy over there.
And we'll shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there. There will be the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us.
Everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we'll shout and sing the praises to the name of God.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we will shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there.
We will hear nobody pray and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we will shout and sing his praises to the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there.
There will be the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace. And he brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face.
Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we'll shout and sing praises to the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there. Yes, everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
And we will shout and sing his praises to the never ending ages. Everybody will be
brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will pray. forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. Well, we will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond. Where the saint of earth shall soon glory share. Where the and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. We will shout, sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there.
Ah, we love you, Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Been a long time, but what a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. Let's sing that. Amen.
What a day that when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon
his face,
the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and lead me to that promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day.
If you're glad for that hope of heaven tonight, let's worship the Lord right now, church. Let's make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, from the depths of our heart, from the depths of our heart, glory to God. Glory to God.
Would dim our eyes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All is peace forevermore. On that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Oh,
what a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face,
we love you,
the
Lord.
One
thank
who
God.
Saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and he leads me through that promised land.
What a day, glorious day that will be. Hallelujah.
There be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. Wherever I shall be with the one who died for me, what a day. Glorious day that will be. What a day that will be. Jesus I shall see when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Then he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day.
Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you're seated tonight. Amen. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord. Amen. Remember work day Saturday. Remember that if you would. And look forward to a productive day. So remember that. Saturday, getting ready for camp meeting. Of course, remember camp meeting. And we're not going to receive an offering tonight. Just remember those that have committed to hotel rooms. And if you would, take care of that. And as God has enabled you to do that, and certainly that's a blessing. And takes a heavy load off the church during camp meeting. So if you would, take care of that as soon as possible if you've not already done so. All right? God bless you for that. Also, Brother Greg and his Sunday school class and others are working with Brother Joey Dean and their missions organization on, it's kind of the shoe that grows is really what it is called, and that is that they're trying to, we're working with also in Africa, but just trying to put shoes on some of the children, and Brother Joey's group is trying to raise about 500 pairs of shoes for their organization and trying to do that this fall. And so Brother Greg's Sunday school class is becoming part of that. And so the Shoe That Grows, you can Google it. It's a humanitarian organization that lasts for about 3 years, grows five sizes, things of that nature. We'll tell you how it works out because it's just now becoming, hitting the market. This humanitarian organization has produced this shoe. If it is as good as what is advertised, it is going to be a great, great benefit for a lot of missionaries as well as humanitarian organizations. But anyway, it'll be part of Brother Joey Dean's group this fall. And also Brother Steve Gentry, and then also in Africa, Brother Teague. So everybody's kind of jumping on board with it. But they're $15 a pair. If you would like to buy a pair or give the money and have somebody else buy a pair or whatever, see Brother Greg, Sister Gina. Their class is going to do that. All right, so if you want more information about it, you can Google it, YouTube it, and or see Brother Greg. All right, so get that information if you would. Beth, come on, sing for us tonight, if you would. And went and checked on your kids last night at Granite City, and we were in up there in Illinois last night. Had a wonderful service at the youth camp, so I flew up there and flew back, and had a marvelous time at the youth camp, and God poured out His Spirit last night, and God moved in a tremendous way around the altars. I was glad to see our young folks right in the middle of it, and just today as well, they had a wonderful report that God come by in the altar service after Brother Brock preached, and thankful for that. Amen. Had a record crowd for what they fed today, 673 campers, I think is what they fed. So that's a lot of young folks. That's a host of young folks, and so it's hot up there, but they're enjoying it. Somebody said, "With summer without Granite just wouldn't be summer." So something about Granite. So just something about Granite City. God, I really believe God's got His hand on that place. Been to a lot of youth camps, a lot of other places, but there's something anointed about Granite City Youth Camp. It just is. Just decades and decades of testimonies of what God has done in that tabernacle. And I'm grateful for what God is doing this week. So pray for the young folks. They'll be leaving early, well, late Thursday night to come back. Pray for the Lord to keep His hand on Brother Kelly as they travel back. Amen. Let's worship with Sister Beth tonight.
Well, I appreciate the Lord, and it's good to be home. Been on a little journey and got to visit my family, and they don't get a visit as often as they used to, so they said to tell you all hello, and they would love to come sometime, but it's harder for my mom to travel, so, but just appreciate the Lord, and you know, there's something about going home to Illinois. My mom and dad still live in the same house I was born and raised in, and they've lived in that house now 56 years, so it's a little about 900 square foot house, and one bathroom, and the kids pile in the living room. Grant and Landon, they sleep wherever they can find a place. But just something special about going home. And I was thinking about one day, you know, we're going to get to go to home to heaven. And I'm just, the older I get, I just anticipate the day where I can see Jesus and the loved ones and my family that's went on. And just so excited about that home going. I'm going to sing an old song I haven't probably sung, I told him, in 20 years. But hopefully I'll remember the words. I'm gonna be gone in the twinkling of an eye. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
Could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone in the twinkling of an eye. I'm gonna be gone. Have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. This old world's not getting better. Every day it's getting worse. So much fighting and confusion going on down here on earth. But I don't let it bother me, cause I'm not here to stay. I know my Lord is coming soon and I'll be caught away. I'm gonna be gone. Twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
Could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
Could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. It could be just any moment. It could be at night or noon. We don't know when he's coming, but we know he's coming soon. I can say with calm assurance, this old world is not my home. One of these days you're gonna look for me. Praise God, I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone. It could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. Gonna be gone. It could be just any moment. It could be at night or noon. We don't know when he's coming. We know he's coming soon. I can say with calm assurance, this old world is not my home. One of these days you're gonna look for me. Praise God, I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone. It could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. Better. Every day it's getting worse. So much fighting and confusion going on down here on earth. But I don't let it bother me. I'm not here to stay. I know my Lord is coming soon and I'll be caught away. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm gonna be gone. It could be while I'm singing this song. I'm gonna be gone and it won't be. I'm gonna be gone.
Thank God, thank God. Ah, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. I hope you have another Bible at home. You read a lot because some of you leave your Bibles here. So I hope you're reading other Bibles at home. Sometimes I'm mean. I kind of move them around a little bit, and I watch you when you come in, and you look for it a little bit. Your marker's gone. Your place is a little bit messed up. So open that book you love so much to read, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, starting at verse number 16. Amen. Sunday morning, I talked about three pictures of a Christian in the New Testament, and I'd kind of come across this passage of Scripture, these brief statements from Paul as I was studying for that, and I just kind of want to look at this passage of Scripture tonight, starting at verse number 16, reading down through the 23rd verse, just really about five principles or five characteristics of a Christian life, really living the Christian life. And they're individual statements, but really they ought to be readily available in our lives if we are Christians. And so characteristics in all of our lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you as you're seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. How a Christian should live. Paul gives us some practical advice. Let's just walk down through this text tonight and look at how a Christian should live. Number one, verse number 16, how a Christian should live. I believe a Christian should live joyfully. And we live in a world where I don't see a lot of joy in the world, but I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't see a lot of joy in Christians' lives. I don't see a lot of joy in a lot of Christians' lives when they come to the house of the Lord. When I see a lot of Christians come to the house of the Lord, they look pretty stressed out. They look pretty burdened down with life and the cares of life. But the Scripture says that if we are living the Christian life, we should rejoice evermore, that we should live joyfully, that our joy is centered on Jesus, that it is centered on the Lord. Rejoice evermore. Two simple words, isn't it? But the Christian life is centered on the joy of the Lord. Rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice in the Lord, Paul said, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Rejoice in the Lord. And I believe, friend, that if the Lord is worthy tonight of anything, he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of you and I giving him glory for saving us and redeeming us, because as a Christian, we understand we did not deserve what we have tonight. It is not your last name. It is not your talent. It is certainly not any of our abilities tonight that we are part of the household of faith. But we realize that it's the grace of God and the mercy of God and the presence of God in our lives. And so Paul wrote very simply but very emphatically that a Christian should rejoice evermore. Notice that, rejoice evermore. That the joy of a Christian should be constant. Not only is it centered in the Lord, but it is constant. It is forever abiding in the life of a Christian. Every time you see a believer, there ought to be joy in the life of a believer. There might be trouble, there might be sickness, there might be sorrow, and there might be pain. But in the midst of all of that, we ought to have joy. We ought to be able to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. It shouldn't take a song and a praise team, and it shouldn't take our favorite choir, and it shouldn't take 45 minutes to get us warmed up. That's why the psalmist said, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. I will enter his courts with praise. Amen. I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. In the life of a believer, there ought to be joy. In the life of a child of God, we ought to joy in the Lord. We ought to rejoice in God. Amen. We ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. How many believe that tonight? There ought to be joy in the heart of a child of God. The Christian ought to live joyfully. joyfully on the job, joyfully in the neighborhood, joyfully among our friends, joyfully in the world that we are existing. There ought to be a song. There ought to be something peaceful about the child of God. In the culture that we live, we see every day there's a lot of angst and a lot of anxiety and a lack of peace and even hatred spewed in the world in which we live. But in the child of God, in the heart of a believer, in the heart of a sanctified man and woman of God, how many knows there is that joy of the Lord? And it is abiding. It is abiding. It isn't dependent upon if everything just goes right, but it's abiding because it's because of Jesus. If we have Jesus, we have the joy of the Lord. Matter of fact, Luke 1:14 says, "And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." We can be happy because God sent his Son into this world. Amen. We ought to rejoice because God loved this world enough to send his Son into this world. I rejoice tonight knowing that God sent his Son into this world. But Luke 15 says also that it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and he is alive again. Not only did God send his Son into this world, and I rejoice about that, but I rejoice also because I was dead in my trespasses and sin against God. But God brought me alive through the name of Jesus, and tonight I'm able to worship God. I'm able to praise God. I'm able to come into the house of God and live joyfully in this present world. Amen. I know we talk about getting happy when we go to heaven, but I'm enjoying serving God right now in the present world. I'm enjoying serving God right now. Amen. I mean, too many Christians, it's almost as if they it's a drudgery to serve God. It's almost like if they could, amen, they would love to do something different. It's almost as if it's painful to serve God, that it's painful, it's a burden and a drudgery to serve God. Hey friend, the Bible said that the trespasses of sin and the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. But my friend, that serving God, his way is light, his way is easy. I laid my burdens down when I got saved, and it's easy to serve God. There's joy in the heart of a child of God. Amen. It's a delight to serve God. And so if you're burdened down in serving God, if you're always grumbling and complaining, you need to check your experience in God. You've got your focus in the wrong place. You've got your assessment in the wrong area. You're measuring things according to the wrong standard, because this world is going to pass away. If you're saved and your family is saved and you know you're going to heaven, that's all that really matters, friend. Amen. You're troubled about the wrong things. You ought to shout knowing I'm redeemed. I'm covered by the blood. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm taking my family to heaven. Amen. What better is that? What greater thing is that than to be saved? Amen. To be a child of God. Amen. To feel the joy of the Lord down deep. Amen. To feel the joy of the Lord down deep. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight. Amen. Oh, God, when we come to sing in the house of the Lord, when we come to worship, amen, that's why somebody that lays out of the house of God and they don't, they just lay back and act uninterested and they chew bubble gum. Amen. They're not gonna go very far in the ministry. The other day, a fella said, "You need to get this guy to preach for you." Well, I've watched that guy about a half a dozen times at fire conference and the preacher's meeting, and he's got a long way to go before he gets in this pulpit, because he stands in the back and he chews bubble gum and he doesn't do anything unless somebody gives him the microphone. Amen. If you stand there like a wooden Indian and you don't have a song and you don't have a praise for God except when it's your time to preach, I don't have any
anything for you. Amen. I really don't. I don't. If you can flip it on when it's your time to get up here, Isaac, and then you can flip it off when it's your time to go sit down. Amen. I don't have anything for that. Amen. I want somebody that can praise God on Wednesday night, whether they're preaching or not. I want somebody that can sing in the pew, whether they're singing a special or whether they're singing in the choir. I want somebody, whether school's in or school's out. I want somebody that it's in their heart, whether it's camp meeting or midweek prayer service. I want somebody that knows I got the joy of the Lord. I got the joy of the Lord. Amen. Oh, friend, I got a hold of it. Amen. When I prayed through, the joy of the Lord got down in my heart. I said it got down in my heart. I still got the joy of the Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? That when you get up and you go to work tomorrow, and you sit down in the and you sit down at the in the chair at the desk, the joy of the Lord is going to be there. When you go to the break room, may nobody pay you any attention, but the joy of the Lord is going to be there. You get in the car on the ride home, and the joy of the Lord is going to be there. May nobody in the neighborhood pay you any attention. Amen, but the joy of the Lord is going to be there. Amen, I'm telling somebody tonight, if you don't have that joy, amen, you're looking in the wrong direction. But God wants you to have joy. He said, rejoice, rejoice. Lift your hands and love him. Clap your hands and love him. Amen. Lift your voice and love him. And he said, rejoice evermore, evermore. Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Preacher, you don't know what I'm up against. That's not what the text says. The text says, rejoice evermore, regardless of what you're facing, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what it looks like. A lion's den, a fiery furnace, it does not matter. Amen. God is worthy. Go ahead and give God praise. Go ahead and love God and worship God and praise God. Amen. Has God been good to you? I said, has God been good to you? Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord, it is our strength. The Christian ought to live joyfully. You believe it? Say amen. The Christian ought to live prayerfully. Number two, pray without ceasing. The Christian ought to live prayerfully. Prayerfully. The Christian ought to live prayerfully. And that's what we've done tonight. We've come together and not just worship the Lord, but we've come together in prayer. Corporate prayer. Jesus said, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. That's not why we're here tonight. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for then they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask of them. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Can I tell you, the early church, they, my friend, practiced corporate prayer on a regular basis. Amen. Acts chapter number 1, when Judas by transgression fell, they gathered together in corporate prayer to replace Judas. Amen. When Pentecost fell, they were in corporate prayer. They gathered together in prayer to replace Judas. They gathered together at Pentecost. In Acts chapter number 4, when they were facing the pressure of the Sanhedrin, they gathered together in corporate prayer. Later on, at different times in the leadership, in Acts chapter number 6, when they were trying to find the direction of the early church and there were problems and divisions in the early church, they gathered together. Acts chapter number 12, when James was crucified and Peter was in prison, there was an early prayer meeting going on. They gathered together for prayer. In Acts chapter number 16, Paul and Silas got together for prayer. Amen. What's the benefit tonight? Not only to live joyfully, but we we ought to live prayerfully. When we gather around this altar tonight, friend, it's not down on one knee, up on the other, but we ought to look our faces toward heaven and say, God, we've got to hear from heaven. We need you to direct our lives. It's not our will, God, but God, thy will be done. Amen. We need you to direct us. We need you to guide us. We need, God, for your face to shine upon us. We need you to endue us with power from on high. There's too many Christians that are just going through the motions. There's too many Christians that are just plain church. There's too many Christians that are just going through creeds and customs and just doing things because they've always done it that way. But when we come to the altar tonight, amen, I'm not trying to give God to give me permission, but I'm trying to give him to give me direction for my life. Amen. God, ordain my steps. Direct my steps. Endue me with power from on high. Amen. I want to see lost children saved. I want to see backsliders born into the kingdom of God. I want to see miracles take place. Don't you? I said I want to see the church lifted up. I want to see God bless the church of the living God. And friend, it's going to come through prayer. It's going to come when we begin to travail and grab the horns of the altar and begin to pray and get a hold of God. And 5 and 10 minutes will not get it done. But when we gather into this altar tonight and we begin to pray, amen, and begin to bombard heaven, I believe we can give the attention of heaven. I believe God still saves. I believe God is not done saving. I believe some backsliders can be born into the kingdom of God, don't you? How many would like to see some lost children and grandchildren, amen, come back into the house of the living God? I say, God, it's time to see backsliders born back into the house of God. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, you know him, and he's preaching in this pulpit, wanted to see backsliders in his church. They began to pray, began to seek God last fall, September 14th. He asked God for 50 souls, just a few weeks ago. It was the 50th soul that had prayed at the altar for salvation since last September the 14th. All of those have not stayed, but about 15 have stayed. 15 souls born into the kingdom of God since last September. Why? Because somebody said, God, we're not content with where we're at. We're not content with who we've got. We've got to make a difference. We've got to see souls born into the kingdom of God. I say, God, help us. Help us get to this altar and say, God, amen, let everything, let us pray without ceasing. When we're driving down the road, God, save souls. God, would you bless the church? Amen. God, would you save the lost? When you're on the job and when you're getting up in the morning, amen, God, save the lost. God, save the lost. God, save the backslider. Amen. God, save the lost children. God, pull in the backslider one more time. Amen. God, would you do it? Would you keep the ones that are on the fringe? Are those, God, right now that have one foot out, that have one foot out and one foot in the church? God, would you send a move of the Holy Ghost? And would you just pull them in right now before they get out? God, pull them in. And God, let the power of prayer, amen, be felt in the house of God. Amen. Somebody get on your face before God and start praying. Amen. Get a hold of God. Amen. Let's ring the prayer bells of heaven. Let's be a Christian church, not just go through the motions and say, what can I get out of it? But oh God, let's be a praying church. Yeah, be a praising church, but let's be a praying church as well. Oh, my God, a Christian should live prayerfully. Number three in everything, a Christian should give thanks. Notice that in everything. Don't you love how Paul says, and he sets the parameters and the qualifiers in everything. Somebody say in everything. In everything. In everything. In everything. Give thanks. A Christian should live thankfully. A Christian should live thankfully, not just prayerfully and not just joyfully, but we ought to live thankfully as well. We ought to live thankfully. Amen. Oh, yeah. In America, if we could get just a little bit more, Most of you probably are living in a little bit nicer, have a little bit more money, driving a little bit nicer, a little bit better clothes. But still. Oh, if I could, I'm just a little bit away from happiness, a little bit away from contentment. When's the last time you just began to thank God for the job you've got? When did you thank God for the house you've got? When did you thank God for the children you've got? When did you thank God for the car you've got right now? We ought to live thankfully, shouldn't you? Shouldn't we? When did you thank God for the salvation you've got? When's the last time you thank God for the miracles you've already witnessed? Amen. When have you thanked God that He baptized you in the Holy Ghost? Amen. Have you thanked God for the church? Have you thanked God for the nation that you live in? Amen. We are blessed. My God, we are a blessed people. I don't take anything for granted. Amen. Every time I get to preach, amen, it's a blessing. It might be the last time. I said, thank you, Lord, that I can preach the word. Thank you for the clothes I've got to wear. Thank you, Lord, for the food I got to eat. Thank you for the car I've got to drive. Thank you for a house I got to live in. Amen. I am blessed. Don't let the world or the culture or the devil make you think you're unblessed or you gotta have more. Amen. Let your praise and let your thankfulness be made known unto God. And when you start thanking God for what you've got, you're gonna get more of it. I said you're gonna get more of it. When you start praising God for what you've got right now, the blessings are gonna get bigger. I said they're gonna get bigger. You're gonna appreciate it more. When you start thanking God for what you've already got, you're going to realize you've got more than you realize you've got. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We're blessed, church. I said we're blessed. Every time we come in the house of God, amen, we shouldn't have to wait for somebody to say, can somebody praise the Lord? Amen. We shouldn't have to wait for somebody to say, lift your hands and thank the Lord. Every one of us ought to come in the house of God and just say, thank you, Jesus. Every one of us ought to come in the house of the Lord and say, thank God I'm a Christian. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, I got somewhere to live. Thank you, Lord, I had a car to drive. Thank you, Lord, I had air to breathe. Thank you, Lord, for the day I had to live. Amen, friend, we are blessed. I said we are blessed. Amen, has God ever performed a miracle in your life? I said, oh, thank Him for it. I said, somebody lift your hand right now and thank Him for how good God has been. I said, thank Him for it right now. Hallelujah, thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ought to live a thankful life. Then why do we have to be reminded over and over and over again? The psalmist reminded his people. So I guess it's my responsibility. Amen, that the people of God would not forget the blessings of God. So let's do it one more time. Why don't you lift your hands and thank the Lord for something else the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, how many realize I could do it one again? I could have you raise your hands again and have you thank the Lord for something else that He's done for you. And when you got doing that, then I could do it again. And we could go all night long praising the Lord for things that He has done for us. Has the Lord not been good for us and been good to us and been good through us? We ought to live thankfully. I said we ought to live thankfully, but we live in a culture that is very unappreciative. We live in a culture that is very unthankful, but all as a child of God, as a Christian, we ought to be thankful. We ought to live thankfully as a Christian. But fourthly, we ought to live obediently. Notice this, the Bible said, quench not the spirit. Verse number 19, quench not the spirit. Number 20, despise not prophesying. Verse 21, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Not only should we live joyfully, not only should we live prayerfully, not only should we live thankfully, but we ought to live obediently to the Spirit of God. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. The Spirit is in control of our lives. On a daily basis, let the Spirit guide you. When's the last time the Spirit quickened you? When's the last time the Spirit motivated you to witness? When's the last time the Spirit motivated you to be generous? Or when's the last time the Spirit motivated you to share your testimony? When's the last time the Spirit convicted you about something you did? We ought to live obediently. We ought to, if the Spirit is never chastising you, friend, you ought to check your experience, for the Bible said the Lord chasteneth them who He loveth. There's going to be times the Spirit of the Lord deals with us that we've not read our Bibles enough, we've not prayed enough, we did something we should not have done, we did not live according to what God wanted us to do. Bible is full of examples of men that had to be reproved by God, men that had to grow in their faith, and you or I are not without reproof. When's the last time the Spirit of the Lord come to you and dealt with you and smote your heart? We ought to live obediently to the Lord. When the Spirit smites your conscience, don't fight it, don't resist it, don't compare yourself to somebody else. Simply say, Lord, I want to get as close to you as I can. Yield to it. Repent if need so. But say, Lord, whatever it takes to have your glory, whatever it takes to have your favor, whatever it takes to have a greater anointing, I want your blessing in my life. I want to yield to you. I want you breathing on my life. I want to get closer to you, Lord. I want to know you better. I want to walk with you in greater intimacy. I want to walk with you in greater fellowship. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. If you'll do that, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. He'll tell you stuff to pick up. He'll tell you stuff to lay down. He'll deal with you how you spend your money. He'll deal with you how you spend your time. You don't have to say amen. The Bible already condemns you. He will deal with you how you spend your time. He will deal with you how you spend your money. He will deal with you in every area of your life. Quench not the Spirit. Fifthly and finally, abstain from all appearance of evil. A Christian ought to live righteously. The God of peace sanctify you wholly. We ought to live righteously. We ought to live a life pleasing unto the Lord. We ought to live a life in accordance with God's word. Abstain. Stop. Quit doing it. Well, I'm praying about a preacher. That's not what it said. Abstain. Quit doing it. Stay away from it. Stop it. From all appearance of evil. Well, that's not my conviction. Well, if it's the standard of the word of the Lord, you don't have to feel wrong about it. It's the standard of the word of the Lord. But notice this. There ought to be something inside of a child of God's life that they want to be so pure that the very appearance of evil they will abstain from. The very appearance of evil they'll run from. The very appearance of evil they will shy away from, and they will quit. And the very God of peace, notice this, the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. Sanctify your spirit, your soul, and your body. Not just your outer body, not just how you dress and how you appear before men, but inwardly. Not just how you appear before this world in a dress, although that is extremely important. But notice there is that balance of the inner man as well. Our attitude. And so for us fellas, the outward is what the world sees, but they also can detect that inner spirit as well. If we're critical, if we are ungodly with our speech, if we are ungodly with our eyes, how many times have we counseled and watched men that claim to be holiness but cast untoward looks upon women in a very provocative manner. That's born from the inside. Clean haircut, shaven on the outside, but yet full of lust on the inside. So that is that balance of the Christian life. That what we are on Sunday is what we should be on Monday. And what we are on Monday is what we are on Tuesday. That we don't have one dress standard on Sunday and another one on Monday. You might have a uniform that you got to wear to work on Monday, but it ought to be a modest uniform. It ought to be a uniform that you don't have to backslide in just to go to work. You ought to be able to keep your convictions and your standards. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Because this world, we are that city that is set on a hill. They will see us, and there's something different about a child of God's life. And so, young ladies and our women that are in the world with that uncut hair, there is a difference. There is a difference of our sisters when they walk into the world, when they walk into Walmart with their uncut hair. There is an obvious difference when they're not painted up like a Jezebel, and their dress is modest and their skirts are long. You and I, brothers, we can blend in. We might have a modest haircut and a suit and we can blend in real easy. You could be an insurance agent. You could be a car salesman. You could be a lot of things, but our sisters, they stand out very, very quickly in the world in which we live. That's why it perturbs me that when our holiness men struggle with what few convictions and standards we have, when they struggle themselves, when our sisters have such standards in place that they can identify as a holiness woman in this world, but yet then our men seem to be so weak that they don't want to stand out, that they want to try to be some kind of cool man or try to be given to the fads of the world as well. Amen. And the way they do their hair or whatever. Amen. I'm telling you, there's only a few things, men, that we can do to try to identify ourselves as a sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled man. Amen. And I say, God help us to be a Christian and a sanctified man, and a Christian ought to live righteously, righteous in an ungodly world, in a perverted world, in a sin-cursed world. Help every one of these men to be Holy Ghost filled, to be the same tomorrow and the same Saturday and the same Monday that they are when they come to the house of the living God. Let's be the church. Let the church be the church. Hallelujah. Let the church be the church. I'm going to believe the Christians ought to live joyfully. I'm going to believe Christians ought to live prayerfully, thankfully. Hallelujah. Obediently. I believe we ought to live righteously as well. Stand with me if you would. We're going to come around the altar. Spend some time praying in this altar. Come on, Brother Mark, if you would. Amen. Amen. Corporate prayer as we talk to the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's call on the Lord. Camp meeting coming up, but I'd like to see souls born again. Sinners saved, backsliders won back to the church. Your children, grandchildren saved. It's going to be through prayer. My God, it's going to be through prayer. Oh, it's going to be that we bombard heaven and say, God, bless the church, send revival, send the Holy Ghost power to the church one more time. If you're willing to spend more than 5 minutes in prayer, join me in this altar. Come on right now. Let's live prayerfully before the Lord tonight. Oh.